Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Oh, I'm so happy, I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy, it's crazy, it's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good, really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Register of Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington, 99201. Live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center, the KXOI building. Welcome to a Tuesday. It's halftime of October, 10/15/24. Hello.
Oh, boy. It sure has flown by.
Yeah, just yesterday was 14th, guys, in case you didn't know.
Yeah. Halloween costumes. You better be thinking about them if you haven't done it.
Steve, you gonna
have
a Halloween
costume?
If you're
dressing up, Jay, I know you're not dressing up, so no need to. You don't need to think about anything.
I know, heavens no.
You think about your retirement accounts, buddy. That's where you need to focus.
Yeah, focus, man.
But
good day at the stock market yesterday.
Steve already. What's that?
Good day at the stock market yesterday.
Oh yeah, the S&P. I heard it was just
man. New record.
Rocketing
new record, Kevin. S&P, let's go. Big S&P guy. How about you?
Oh, that's all I do. Okay. Slots and poker.
Oh, there it is. I knew it was something. It was pretty good there.
I don't play poker.
That's a good point. You don't.
That's well played.
Steve, you actually have said in one of your little commercials that you... I'm going to wear a Halloween costume this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have you got it figured out?
Oh, I got something up my sleeve. Do you want me to ruin the surprise?
I mean, are you going to wear it to work?
Yeah, I think I
will. That is up to you.
Whoa.
Okay, some people are very protective of it, Steve, where they don't want the secret ruined, and I can respect that.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Then others, you know, they don't mind. They don't mind saying what it is, so... It's whatever you prefer.
I think that's the right take to have, yeah, for sure. I mean, again, if you don't want to, you know, you're only going to be surprising us, and even if we know, I don't think it's going to lessen the impact of it.
Oh, it might.
Really?
I think I'll surprise you.
Okay, all right, that's fine. Okay. I don't mind. Is it something that you purchased or that you've already had?
I've already had it.
Okay, I don't mind that either.
But I haven't worn it here.
Right, yeah, so it's new to us.
Yeah,
I love what you're doing.
Yeah,
I don't mind it, and it still fits you after all these years. That's weird.
Well, no, I mean it's only like a few years old.
Is that that's like the best part of being Steve? I mean, no matter what you have, and Jay, you're this way a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It always fits.
Yeah, I feel like most stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, like it doesn't really matter. It's like you know, that's from 1994, but it still fits.
Have you ever done this? I did this morning. I had to make a delivery for my wife for one of our family friends has a birthday. So I dropped something off at their house. And so I swung by there this morning and I was like, well, just for fun. I know where they live, but I was going to throw it in the GPS just to see which way it would take me. And it took me a way I'd never been before. And I was like, wow, that is faster. I was like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, GPS. Well done. And I've never even thought of going that way.
And probably not a place that you go often enough that worried about it.
I only go there to deliver packages to them, Kevin. That's the only thing I ever do there.
Okay.
But yeah, so weird. And I was like, whoa, I never thought about going that way. You could get off on that road and it just takes you right there. This is neat. So thank you, GPS. You're neat.
Yeah, that's fascinating. I do like it when you learn a new way like that.
Right, yeah. And it's like you said, it's a place I don't ever go. So you're like, oh, okay. Well, I learned something new today. And then I also remembered why I don't go downtown anymore for the exit. You know, like I don't come to work by getting
off downtown. Oh, the Division Street exit. Yeah,
oh, man.
People dodging.
Party. It was like a party in the street today.
A little risky, huh?
It was. Yeah. I just was like, see, this is why. I don't like it.
How much more does it add to your commute?
I think zero, honestly, Steve.
Oh, when you go the other way?
Yeah, okay. I mean, it's. I don't think it's... I should check just for fun, but it's so marginal that it wouldn't matter.
You go to the Lincoln Street exit then instead?
No, I actually get off before that. I get off on, you know, like where Second is and Hamilton.
Oh, Hammy?
Mm-hmm. I pull a Hammy.
I call it Hammy.
Yeah, I pull a Hammy.
Well, you're the only one.
Yeah, right.
So do you take Hammy, Hamilton up to?
Hammy to Mission.
To Mission, and then you just cut across.
Yeah, yeah.
Not bad, not bad. You ever see a Zag out there in the morning?
Maybe, no, they're usually
You ever see, like, oh, there's Ryan Nemhard jogging this morning trying to get in shape.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Does a duck count?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'll count a duck. All
right. I can get down with that.
All right, I can get down. That's down. Your Mr. Irrelevant, then.
Kevin James.
Also a funny joke, Steve.
Down, Steve. Down with it.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Hope that's the only joke we have to explain today. I'm not going to say it will be. I just hope it is.
Yeah, I don't like our chances.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Yeah.
It's kind of rude.
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, man, how the heck are you guys?
What? Fine.
I'm just curious. I didn't see you yesterday.
Right, yeah,
had
yeah, yeah.
I had a day off yesterday, and I'm just like, how the heck are you guys?
Steve?
Oh, I'm fine. I mean, how you doing?
I'm great, Kevin. Thank you for asking.
Another rave review from Steve on life. And
just in general. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
I mean, I'm fine, you know.
Okay.
Thanks, Eeyore. Appreciate it.
I mean, what do you want? I'm great.
Well, I mean, what are you? If you're only fine, then I guess fine is fine. But
right. Well, I'm well.
I don't know. And fine is a word that is very, boy, what's the word I'm looking for? It's a trigger, maybe, for some people.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, for sure,
because,
yeah.
Well, like if you're in a relationship with someone, Steve, mm-hmm. a young lady maybe, and you're like, oh, it seems like something's up. And you'd be like, hey, let's say you doing okay, babe, or, you know, whatever. You say something to check on her, and she says, I'm fine. That's usually not good.
Yeah, it's not like you don't just usually leave it there. Well, it depends on the person,
no,
I guess. Depends on the person, because some people, that means,
sure.
don't talk to me anymore, but.
I'm fine. But it also, that usually means you've done something wrong and you don't even know what it is.
Well,
so
have you,
I'm
Kevin?
Fine because I'm just used to, I'm used to dealing with this.
Yeah, well, have you done something wrong, Kevin? Have you?
Good.
You know what
think
you did.
So. I don't think I've done anything wrong to you, Steve. I've been, what have I been?
Fine.
Appreciative of you?
Oh.
You have, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
What else? I haven't even been mean to you lately. I miss it.
I don't know.
What'd you do this weekend?
I don't know
what
how to respond.
What was your favorite part
of
your weekend?
Oh, we don't want
yesterday.
We don't need to talk about it.
Yes, we do.
I'm sure you would make fun of it.
I didn't hear it. What was the favorite part of your weekend?
What did I say? Oh, that my football teams both won.
Oh, yeah, Mizzou and the Bears.
Yeah. It's a good weekend.
Okay, that's pretty good. I can't get mad about that. I'm a sports guy. I like that. That does not include leaving your house. Would you ever consider going,
like... That was insult. All right.
Would you ever consider just like, hey, I'm a Bears fan.
Right.
And I'm going to go watch the Bears at blank sports bar. And you just go down there and you watch it. Chances are there's going to be another Bears fan. Like, would you ever go do that? Just grab a good bite to eat and have yourself a pint and watch the game?
Yeah, I mean, that'd be fine.
Oh, boy.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve. Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
Yeah.
Are you
all ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Howdy there.
Hi. No, I'm having a great day. It's a great day.
It's a great day, guys. It's a great day.
It's a great day. It's a great day to be fine.
Steve, how are you doing today?
Great.
Was that hard?
No.
Do you feel like sometimes you speak things into existence? If you just say I'm fine, I think sometimes that's, you know, you're more likely to spiral down as opposed to spiral up.
Yeah, you can spiral up.
Yeah, okay.
Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you say, man, I'm great, maybe you can just, sometimes I just force myself into thinking that I'm having a great day.
Okay.
Like you wake up, you're tired, you're groggy, you know, you're walking in here, you're like, whew, man, I'm, whew. And then I just, up the stairs, I'll go as fast as I can up the stairs, which, you know, sometimes in the morning isn't all that fast, just to kind of get myself, yeah, let's go.
So from fine to fine.
Yeah. Yeah, just kind of force yourself.
Yeah.
So how you doing today, Steve?
I'm doing great.
That even was believable. I actually bought it.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah, good work.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm feeling pretty good.
You know what I think it is?
Dumbed it down to pretty good. Went to great and dumbed it down to pretty good within 10 seconds. Yeah, I mean, later today, you know, it's fine.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
You know what I think's helpful, Steve, is having stuff that, you know, you look forward to, like concerts or whatever like that, where you're kind of like, oh, this is a fun week because we've got blank or whatever. Do you have anything this week on the calendar where you're kind of like, oh yeah, that'll be fun?
Ooh.
No, remotes this week, Steve?
I am going to the YMCA. That'll be fun.
There you go. Yeah. That'll be great.
The YMCA?
Yeah.
Those are a good time.
Yeah, those remotes are great. Those are live broadcasts from the Y. They usually have, you know, some sort of deal going or something.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. That'll be
good. Yeah, nice.
Usually a good time for everybody. Now, okay, so that's, I say this too because I right now have, this is going to sound terrible the way I'm going to say it, and I don't mean it that way, but I truly have nothing to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
That sounds terrible, right? But it also is the most glorious thing ever.
Yeah, no, that's great sometimes.
For me, yeah, like my business has had a wedding every weekend since May.
Yeah.
Oh, so you got a break. Yeah.
Shut her down.
This weekend is the first weekend without a wedding.
Shut her down, boss.
I've just sat here and gone, well, I don't have to get anything ready this weekend?
Yeah, that's great. That's a good feeling.
Oh my gosh, yeah, it's kind of glorious. Yeah, so nobody's in love.
It's fun. It's fun to have things to look forward to, and then there's those days when it's fun to just have absolutely nothing.
When you're like, oh.
Yes, please.
And then apparently my brother is going to have a Halloween party next week, so I guess I'm going to that.
Are you stressing yourself out about that?
No, not at all. He just told me about it, and so I was like, yeah, I'll show up.
Well, you don't have to have a costume or bring anything to eat?
Oh, yeah. What about that?
I ain't bringing nothing to eat. You can figure it out. But I, no, I would bring stuff.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I was able to lift the bar, and that was about it. And I think the bar...
85 pounds?
No, I don't think it was that
the
much.
The bar's 45 pounds.
Kevin James.
Oh, yeah. I was trying to help Steve out.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Hey, in about an hour, not even about an hour, in an hour, we're going to play Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot, and it's your chance to win money. It's super simple. You guess the amount in the jackpot, and you win that amount if you're correct. What is it going to be more than this time, Steve? Do we know?
I think I lost the page. Hold on. So more than $257.
All right, so we know that. And the other thing we know is there's no sense. You know, we don't do the $257.01. No, we don't do any of that. So we know it's going to be more than
that's good.
Yeah, that'd be silly. You know, that's just...
No, that would be such a pain for our bookkeepers to have to count out change to people.
$257.01. There you
right.
go. Yeah. Do you have change for a dollar? 7:30, we'll do that.
Yeah, the prize is in pennies, though. So.
Yeah, well, obviously, yeah. Let's see what we have for the audio vault today. Brantley Gilbert, I don't know, did you hear the story with Brantley Gilbert, Kevin?
Yeah, that his wife had the baby on the bus, is that correct?
During a concert, yeah. He was already, he said like four songs in, and I mean, he talked more about it yesterday.
Well, how does this all unfold once you're out on stage?
We were prepared for it to happen. We wanted to be together as a family.
And, you know, she was amazing enough to be willing to come out on the road with us. And, you know, we've got a big road family out there. But, yeah, we're four songs in. And the night before this happened, it was the best night she'd had in days. She slept all night. Some signs were less and less. So we thought we had at least another week, maybe two. So when initially he grabbed me on stage, I thought it may have been a security threat. But quickly after, you know, my tour manager kind of very intently kind of pulled me towards him. He was like, baby. And when he said baby, we all just took off running. And, you know, I got on the bus, washed my hands really quick. And the minute I knelt beside her, things started happening. And it was amazing, man. I got to catch my son and hand him to the Wonder Woman that brought him into the world.
How about that? That's crazy.
That is awesome. So what happened with the concert? Was it...
He came back out.
I mean, were they just like... Okay, they did when he was done?
Yeah, he came back out and finished it. It was about an hour for the delivery and then, you know, just the kind of hanging out for a minute. And then they were telling the fans on stage, the crew was telling the fans, you know, hey, if you want to stay... Brantley's going to be, he's going to be right back after a brief break and a word from our sponsor.
What a cool memory, though, if you were at that show. Like, I was at the show where Brantley went on the bus and delivered the baby with his wife and then came back out and sang.
Isn't it crazy?
Brought to you by Gerber.
I mean, sure, why not, you know? And she's going to stay on the road with him, too. They're going to, so they can all stay together. You know, they're just going to stay together and travel the rest of his tour. I mean, more and probably more people, not. I feel like, are doing that, but maybe not the delivering the baby part. But
no, that I haven't heard a lot of that going on.
No. Yeah, that's a crazy thing. I do like the one word. My tour manager ran on the stage and just said, baby.
Baby. Oh, baby.
Yeah, right? It means different things to different people.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see what else I have for you. Keith Urban, he made me laugh. You know, the people are like, what are your goals for Keith Urban? And I mean, what do you think his goals would be? I mean, he's done a lot. He's made a lot of music. He's had a lot of success.
I don't know. I feel like maybe Keith Urban's goals are just to be happy forever playing music or something. I feel like he loves playing music so much that that's like all he really, you know, hey, as long as I can just be happy playing music, I'm a good guy.
Make new songs, make new records, put new tours together. I got zero interest in acting. I'm fascinated by this, and it's endless. Like, it's endless in its potential for new expression.
Yeah, which is exactly what you said. He's like,
yeah, I mean, that's,
guys,
that's
this
just
is what
Keith
I
Urban.
Do. Yeah, I just want to keep doing this. There's plenty of chances for me doing it.
Yeah, and the kind of guy who's just like, listen, I don't need anything else to fulfill me. I don't need to act. I don't need to do this. I just straight up love music.
I have music and Nick. That's all I care about.
Yes. And children, maybe.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and it's just his family. I always love it when he calls Nicole Kidman Nick. Just always so,
Nick.
You know, Nick and I, we're just hanging out. And I'm like, after you have dinner, do you ever just say, hey, Nick at night? No?
Took me a second to realize what was going on there.
Did you figure it out, though?
Yeah.
Ali Wong is an actress you may or may not know. It's even if you don't know Ali.
Slash comedian, I guess.
Yes, absolutely. Even if you don't know Ali Wong, she has a love for something interesting at Disneyland.
I'm just as excited about the turkey legs as I am about the rides. Because I don't go to like Renaissance or medieval fairs. Yes. So where else are you going to eat like a giant smoked turkey leg? And they're so good. I think it's the best value for food too at Disneyland.
In Disneyland,
and
right.
I bring Ziploc bags, giant Ziploc bags to save the bone afterwards.
So for a
stew? To make soup.
Right.
And then, yes. And then... Because Disneyland won't let in like a real knife, as they shouldn't.
Right, of course.
You know? So they have those plastic knives and forks that I get very frustrated with because they break into the turkey leg. So then I bring latex gloves. And then I shred the turkey for my children.
Okay.
I mean, that is an awesome effort.
Yeah, that's good parenting right there.
It sure is extra effort. There's no doubt about that. Can you imagine?
I love carrying the bone around with you so that you can take it home for soup or...
I mean, you know, all parts.
Did she say stew?
She said soup. I think really? Kelly Ripa said stew or something. Okay. Yeah, it was for some sort of stew. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Uh-huh, yeah. And could you imagine you walk by and you see this lady glove up at Disneyland, and she's just tearing the turkey leg to shreds for her children and then taking a bag out and putting the bone in the bag. You are videoing that. There's no question.
I will tell you, it makes me want to put a pair of gloves in my, or just have gloves in my glove box, I guess, in my car.
Right.
Because if I get one of those rotisserie chickens... Ooh. Either the Costco one or, you know, a lot of the stores sell them.
Yeah.
That thing, you get it in the car, and I'm never waiting until I get home.
Right, yeah.
I'm going to start just tearing that chicken apart.
Yeah.
And it can be real messy.
Absolutely. You
had gloves? Oh, my gosh, what an idea.
Game changer.
Wait, you're saying you do that now? You do the pre-get-home eat of the chicken?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is messy.
I usually like to have it gone so that I can throw it away in the garbage can in the garage.
So there's no evidence.
And then it doesn't have to go in the house at all.
Yeah.
Well, not even that, Jay. Yeah, just, I mean, I have no one to, it's just, I'll set in the garage and finish it up.
Then
I can throw it away.
Yeah. I mean, why bring it in and mess something up? You just finish it there. There's the trash can just waiting for you on the way in. Boop.
How many people have eaten one of those whole rotisserie chickens?
By themselves?
A lot, right?
Yeah. Well, they're not huge.
No, they're not.
You know, I mean, they're not gigantic. I mean, I suppose...
In one sitting or in, like, a couple sittings?
I think just one, right?
Just one sitting?
Yeah, just one. Yeah, I'm just...
Text in right now. I'll put it on the poll.
Yeah.
You're talking about the Costco ones, you said.
I don't know, Jay. I never get the Costco ones because I don't go to Costco. But
yeah.
And I do think some of the other ones are smaller, which makes it a little bit easier to consume them, even though they're $4 more than the Costco one. That's the best deal in the world, right?
Oh, without question.
What are those chickens, like $5.99?
$5.
$5.
Yeah, it's dumb.
If you bought 20 of those, that'd be $100.
Good math.
You'd be set for the month. Now, I don't know if it would last long enough. Yeah, you'd have to go back a bunch.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great deal. You really can't go wrong. Every time we go there, and you go by there, and you realize they're cooking like 300 of them at one time. And every time my wife and I walk by, we do the same thing. Well, should we just get one? It's not so big that it's ever going to go to waste.
Yeah.
And you know you're going to eat it, and you're going to love it. So,
shred it up on your salad, whatever you need. Yeah, they're just great.
And that's your audio vault for the middle of October. It's the 15th day, 10/15/24. Congrats, you made it. 99.9 Coyote
Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I had a teacher in high school who would bike to school every day.
Regardless of the weather?
Regardless of the weather.
Yeah, that's so crazy.
And he lived like at least 20 miles away.
And you didn't live where it was warm?
No.
Kevin James.
Was he, what's the word I'm looking for? Odd?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Coyote Country forecast update brought to you by Horizon Credit Union. It is a cool start. 44. Now down to 43. I got 44 down to 43. Get rid of 43. We're looking for a 42. Sold. A 75 for a high today. Back into the 50s for highs starting tomorrow with the rain. So, yeah, hello.
Yeah, this is kind of it, huh? This is like our...
Yep, you get one more.
Goodbye to this great fall weather that we've had.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been pretty unreal.
Oh, it's been so good.
And it's maybe time to finally let it dip out. See,
dip out,
you've done
bro.
Your part. Goodbye, sunshine.
Dip out, bro. I am curious what the 30-day forecast is. It's always kind of fun.
Ooh, 30 days.
Yeah, it's never right, but it's kind of fun.
30-30, we call it.
Yes, we do.
Is that right?
Yeah, we do. What's what we call it?
Oh, yeah, Steve.
Starting tomorrow, we'll be in the 50s, and it says we will be in the 50s for high temperatures, because, you know, obviously we'll be in the 40s then at some point, till Election Day. And then you know what's going to happen. Huh?
Which, by the way, how far away is Election Day now?
20.
Like, it just kind of hit me the other day where I was like, dude, we are at the end of this thing.
Yeah, 20 days.
That's it? 20 days. Well, then that'll be kind of nice. Once that's done, it feels like everything will just kind of settle in.
Okay. So, Steve posted this the other day. It was an interesting question. What, Kev?
I'm pretty funny.
Yeah, okay. I thought that's what you said, but I just wanted to make sure that you were saying.
It knew was kind of under my breath.
It was. I wanted to make sure you knew that I heard it a little bit anyway.
Oh, yeah.
I am funny.
Yes.
If you could pick two of these, Kevin, I don't know if you saw this when Steve posted this.
I probably didn't. I haven't seen much, and so I apologize, Steve.
Well,
tell me your little words,
he's very,
and I will
very
tell
angry.
You my answers.
He's very angry. Kevin, you get to pick two of these.
I'm fine, Jay.
Which two of these do you want? Now, one of them I realize now could be just thrown out because, well, you'll see why in a moment. Which two of these do you want? Look 10 years younger, eat without gaining weight, read your partner's mind, or speak any language?
Boy.
You only get to pick two.
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, you currently don't have a partner, so that one I think
eating without gaining weight would be really nice, I guess.
Yeah.
As long as you know, if for like me, I would like to lose weight
sure.
and then do that. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think you could combine
so that
it.
That seems like an America World shirt.
why not? All right, so you're going with B. B is, eat without
gaining weight. Speaking language does not interest me at all.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, kind of cool, but I don't know what I'd do with it.
Well,
I don't have a huge desire to travel to like other countries.
Yeah, I think that makes a big difference. Yeah, if you're going to be like Steve and never leave your apartment, you probably don't care if you can speak multiple languages.
All right, this is Kevin's deal.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I bring you into it? Well, I was going to ask you anyway, so. If Steve if you pick 10 years, look 10 years longer, younger, you want to look 12? Because I don't know if that's.
Yeah, don't do that.
I can't afford it.
Right. He's like, wait.
Okay, I will say that. I don't have a desire to look younger necessarily. I don't consider myself, like, I'm not worried about getting older. Like, well, whatever. It is what it is.
Man. Sure.
It beats the alternative,
yeah,
right?
That's what they always say. Yeah.
Yeah.
However, I will say, like, business-wise, maybe for, like, DJing parties and stuff, looking 10 years younger could be a benefit.
I wish it said, looking 10 years, I get, could be a benefit, but feeling 10 years younger, now that.
Oh, Jay, good night.
Then everybody would pick that one.
Yeah, everyone would take that, right?
Yeah, you want less of everything.
Because what was the other one? What was the?
So it was 10 years younger, look 10 years younger, eat without gaining weight, read your partner's mind, or speak any language.
Yeah, read your partner's mind. I could see the value in that one. But like you said, I don't have a partner right now. I have you, but I don't have to read your mind. Like, it's pretty evident.
Pretty clear, eh?
I mean, that's,
we've been together long enough, Jay, that it's pretty evident.
Yeah, I mean, usually just right out there. Which is why I don't know that I would take that one either, because, you know, my wife is probably going to tell me for the most part what's on her mind, and the other stuff it's probably better not to know. You know, I'll just have to trust her filter.
Oh yeah.
You know where you go? Oh yeah. No.
Well, wouldn't it be a bummer if you found out like? So every day she was kind of like, oh my God, I wish you'd stop.
No, for real.
And then she's real sweet to you.
That's
right?
What I'm saying. You got to just trust the filter.
Yeah, you don't
want
to know that.
No, man, yeah. That's the last thing. That's going to ruin your day. Holy smokes.
You don't need that.
No, this guy coughs one more time in the middle of the night, or this guy, you know, kicks me in the blankets or whatever it might be. You know, you're like, man, yeah, just trust their filter and be good with it.
Oh, yeah, I'm Jay Daniels. Oh. I don't know if she'd ever say that, but she could.
And I don't know if it's that voice, but I did enjoy it.
No, it's that voice.
Yeah, it is that voice. That's, yeah. Sounds like Denise, all right. Yeah, I think
sounds
I,
like you. What do you mean?
That's true. It was an impression.
Yeah, Denise doing her J impression.
I've always thought the any language thing would be cool, but I don't know if it's like
it would be.
It's one of those things where you don't. Do you want to waste a wish on that? You know, it's one of those where people go, "Oh, you could you get three wishes," and someone goes, "I wish for this," and you go, "That's one of your wishes. That's terrible."
And I'm going to tell you, first of all, if this like this bottle with these four wishes,
yeah.
washed up on shore, mm-hmm. I would be so ticked.
That they're not better? Not,
they're not, yeah, like, I'm like, really? This is what, I finally hit the jackpot with, you know, a bottle washing up on shore right. with all these wishes. Two of them can come true.
Right.
And that's all I get?
You're the guy who wins the lottery but only wins like 800,000 and you're like, I finally right. win it and I only get 800 grand, I don't even get a million?
And you want to be thankful because, you know, you're like, hey, I should be grateful. At least yeah. I won.
Right, right.
Yeah, seriously, but what's with the attitude?
Maybe that should be one of the wishes. Better attitude.
Yeah, better attitude. Done.
Everybody takes it.